When Oregon's assisted suicide law was implemented 4 years ago, many hospice workers feared that dying people would choose suicide instead of end-of-life care. Now a study says those fears may have been exaggerated. NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports.
The Oregon Hospice Association took a stand against physician-assisted suicide, but Oregon voters legalized it anyway. Ann Jackson is the group's director. She says in the past 4 years, most hospice workers have figured out how to work with patients who ask for suicide.
I don't think there's any question that the act of physician-assisted suicide is far less troubling and awful than people thought that it might be.
Jackson is the co-author of a new survey of hospice nurses and social workers. Nearly half had a patient who used the law to ask a doctor to give them a deadly dose of medicine. Hospice workers said the most common reason was because patients wanted to control how they died. Linda Ganzini of the Oregon Health and Science University was the lead author of the study. She said the results were reassuring because of what the nurses did not find.
These nurses did not report the patients made these requests because of worried about being a financial drain, depression, or lack of social support.
And that's good news, because those are all things that hospice is supposed to address. Ganzini says hospice workers make good judges of how the law is working.
Their viewpoint is important because they have a lot of contact with these patients in the final weeks of life. They visit them frequently, and they have the ability to compare these patients to other dying patients in hospice.
Perhaps the biggest surprise in the study was the strong support for the whole idea of assisted suicide. Nearly 60% of nurses who cared for a patient seeking suicide said they favored the state law. The same was true for two-thirds of the social workers. Many hospice workers who disapproved said they were still willing to provide care. Ann Jackson says that gets to a core value of hospice workers, a belief that the patient should be in control.
Even those who are adamantly opposed to it are not going to turn away a patient who would want to use it. I mean, they're still going to support that patient's right to choose whatever it is they want.
Nearly 80% of dying patients who used the suicide law were enrolled in hospice programs. And dying people in Oregon are among the most likely in the entire nation to get hospice care. But not every hospice worker is okay with the way the law is used. Miriam Schneider, a nurse, was troubled by one case she saw.
Elderly man, his wife had died about a year before in the latter stages of his own disease process, but very much withdrawn, depressed, and his family came to him because he had told them that he was looking for the gun, and if he was strong enough to get it, he would blow his brains out.
Schneider says a person like that should never get assisted suicide. His depression should have been treated instead. But the man died 2 weeks later by assisted suicide. Schneider felt she had no choice but to leave her nursing job.
The job that I had been in for over 10 years that I loved and valued, I'm no longer doing that. And that emotionally carried a big price because it brought me a great deal of satisfaction to be able to do that kind of work.
Schneider is now a part-time instructor of nurses and nurse aides. She wonders whether a questionnaire can get at all the complex relationships between hospice workers and dying patients. Ganzini, the author of the survey, says she will probe more deeply in future studies. Her current report appears in this week's New England Journal of Medicine. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.